Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, June 4th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. At this year's board meeting, Tilton will report out on the quickly negotiated complex deal to merge with Continental Airlines. He will avoid discussion about his big payout in exchange for his departure from an executive role in the newly proposed United Airlines. And he will fail to mention that our airline has unfinished business with frontline workers. Shared sacrifice was to equal shared reward, or so he and the rest of United management promised over and over. Yet our contract is 5 months overdue. While Tilton makes plans to run away with our pay, we need to gather in solidarity to rally for an industry-leading contract for flight attendants at what they tout will be the industry's leading airline. Join us for the Contract First Rally immediately preceding the shareholder meeting at United's Training Center in Elk Grove, Illinois. Show up to spend the morning in solidarity with your flying partners and other frontline workers as we make it clear to United Management, Continental Management, UAL shareholders, and the media that our sacrifice made it possible for this proposed merger. We won't wait any longer to get the contract we have earned. We need our contract now. We will meet at 7:45 a.m. for a briefing at the parking lot on Linneman Road at Dempster Street, just north of the training center. Transportation to the event will be provided at 7:15 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. from both the Rosemont L stop and Door 7 departure level at ORD, based on need. RSV by June 8th at 12 noon Chicago time by going to contract2010ord@unitedafa.org if you need a ride. Everyone is contributing a little something to make this event work. The most important thing is to show up in uniform, but if you're able to contribute to the event with rides, food, or chairs, please let the planners know at the same email address. It's fitting that we'll be rallying for the future of our careers at the same place where, for the most of us, our careers started. Looking forward to seeing you there. The strike fund ballot is open for another 32 days, and discussions are taking place around the world about what action we will take as a group for our future. A new strike fund question and answer set was posted on www.unitedafa.org this afternoon. We all know how quickly a month can get away from us. Read all of the information, ask your local council any questions you may have, and then be sure your vote is cast. If you have not received your voting information or have since lost it and need a new activation code, please call the AFA Membership Services Department at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, between 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You may also call the United MEC Voter Helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 546. The activation code and the number 1-877-AFA-VOTE is all you need to access the ballot point system and cast your vote. Summertime is upon us. Although the loads on our flights these days often make it hard to know what season it is, summertime always promises to offer full flights and irregular situations. It's a good time to review the single most important job we have, to ensure our responsibilities are met concerning the safety and security of the passengers and other crew members in our care. While on-time departures are helpful for United's business initiatives, they are not an excuse for a violation of the Federal Aviation Regulations, the FARs. We do not allow violations such as passenger boarding without FAA minimums on board the aircraft or customer service closing aircraft doors before FAA requirements are met. Every day, it's important that we practice safety and security procedures as if it's the day of a recurrent exam. It's critical that we enforce FARs that require specific actions on our part, such as FAR 121.39ID, which states that during taxi, flight attendants must remain seated with seat belts and shoulder harnesses fastened unless performing safety-related duties. This FAR is addressed on FAOM page 2.290.2. Be aware that taking meal orders, setting up the galley for in-flight service, or standing in the galley and chatting with other crew members about non-safety-related duties are all activities that violate this regulation. To avoid a non-compliant situation, once the safety demo is finished, complete the required cabin check, take your assigned jump seat, and fasten your seatbelt. In summer months, we are all especially aware of the dangers of turbulence. During the flight, each of us is charged with making a visual inspection to ensure every passenger's seatbelt is fastened every time the seatbelt sign is illuminated, except during turbulence that requires flight attendants to be seated. This FAR, which is 121.571, is detailed on page 2.120.5 of the FAON. The responsibility for checking hundreds of seatbelts should be shared among the entire crew to expedite and lighten the amount of work involved. If a passenger is out of their seat when the seatbelt sign is on, we do have a responsibility to challenge them, reminding them that the seatbelt sign is illuminated. Don't use the phrase, "you're up at your own risk," as it implies permission and a shift in liability that is not accurate. While checking for compliance with seatbelts, make sure that child restraints are also FAA approved and check FAOM page 2.50.6 for specific information. There is recognition by regulatory agencies that some human conditions merit a more forgiving treatment. We can and should continue to handle the elderly, children, and personal health emergencies with a little more leniency as the situation requires. At the end of both terminating and through flights, FARs require that flight attendants remain on board until passenger deplaning is complete, including passengers requiring a wheelchair or other special handling needs. The only exception to this is if that there are more than the FAA minimum crew, and those above minimum must leave to work an outbound flight. In the event that we are not in compliance with any FAR, every crew member involved should file an OSAP report detailing the circumstances that led to the violation. Find the link to online OSAP reports in the safety section of our website or on our useful websites page. The newest industry editorial by retired AFA member Jerry Butts was recorded yesterday. Listen to it through option 5 on the Dear AFA phone system. It might just make your day. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, June 4th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. At this year's board meeting, Tilton will report out on the quickly negotiated complex deal to merge with Continental Airlines. He will avoid discussion about his big payout in exchange for his departure from an executive role in the newly proposed United Airlines. And he will fail to mention that our airline has unfinished business with frontline workers. Shared sacrifice was to equal shared reward, or so he and the rest of United Management promised over and over. Yet our contract is 5 months overdue. While Tilton makes plans to run away with our pay, we need to gather in solidarity to rally for an industry-leading contract for flight attendants at what they tout will be the industry's leading airline. Join us for the Contract First Rally immediately preceding the shareholder meeting at United's Training Center in Elk Grove, Illinois. Show up to spend the morning in solidarity with your flying partners and other frontline workers as we make it clear to United Management, Continental Management, UAL shareholders, and the media that our sacrifice made it possible for this proposed merger. We won't wait any longer to get the contract we have earned. We need our contract now. We will meet at 7:45 a.m. for a briefing at the parking lot on Linneman Road at Dempster Street, just north of the training center. Transportation to the event will be provided at 7:15 a.m. and 7:30 a.m. from both the Rosemont L stop and Door 7 departure level at ORD, based on need. RSVP by June 8th at 12 noon Chicago time by going to contract2010ord@unitedafa.org if you need a ride. Everyone is contributing a little something to make this event work. The most important thing is to show up in uniform, but if you're able to contribute to the event with rides, food, or chairs, please let the planners know at the same email address. It's fitting that we'll be rallying for the future of our careers at the same place where, for most of us, our careers started. Looking forward to seeing you there. The strike fund ballot is open for another 32 days, and discussions are taking place around the world about what action we will take as a group for our future. A new strike fund question and answer set was posted on www.unitedafa.org this afternoon. We all know how quickly a month can get away from us. Read all of the information, ask your local council any questions you may have, and then be sure your vote is cast. If you have not received your voting information or have since lost it and need a new activation code, please call the AFA Membership Services Department at 1-800-424-2401, extension 706, between 9:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You may also call the United MEC Voter Helpline at 1-800-624-3907, extension 546. The activation code and the number 1-877-AFA-VOTE is all you need to access the ballot point system and cast your vote. Summertime is upon us. Although the loads on our flights these days often make it hard to know what season it is, summertime always brings promises to offer full flights and irregular situations. It's a good time to review the single most important job we have, to ensure our responsibilities are met concerning the safety and security of the passengers and other crew members in our care. While on-time departures are helpful for United's business initiatives, they are not an excuse for a violation of the Federal Aviation Regulations, the FARs. We do not allow violations such as passenger boarding without FAA minimums on board the aircraft or customer service closing aircraft doors before FAA requirements are met. Every day, it's important that we practice safety and security procedures as if it's the day of a recurrent exam. It's critical that we enforce FARs that require specific actions on our part, such as FAR 121.39I(d), which states that during taxi, flight attendants must remain seated with seatbelts and shoulder harnesses fastened unless performing safety-related duties. This FAR is addressed on FAOM page 2.290.2. Be aware that taking meal orders, setting up the galley for in-flight service, or standing in the galley and chatting with other crew members about non-safety-related duties are all activities that violate this regulation. To avoid a non-compliance situation, once the safety demo is finished, complete the required cabin check, take your assigned jump seat, and fasten your seatbelt. In summer months, we are all especially aware of the dangers of turbulence. During the flight, each of us is charged with making a visual inspection to ensure every passenger's seatbelt is fastened every time the seatbelt sign is illuminated, except during turbulence that requires flight attendants to be seated. This FAR, 121.571, is detailed on page 2.120.5 of the FAOM. The responsibility for checking hundreds of seatbelts should be shared among the entire crew to expedite and lighten the amount of work involved. If a passenger is out of their seat when the seatbelt sign is on, we do have a responsibility to challenge them, reminding them that the seatbelt sign is illuminated. Don't use the phrase, "you're up at your own risk," as it implies permission and a shift in liability that is not accurate. While checking for compliance with seatbelts, make sure that child restraints are also FAA approved and check FAOM page 2.50.6 for specific information. There is recognition by regulatory agencies that some human conditions merit a more forgiving treatment. We can and should continue to handle the elderly, children, and personal health emergencies with a little more leniency as the situation requires. At the end of both terminating and through flights, FARs require that flight attendants remain on board until passenger deplaning is complete, including passengers requiring a wheelchair or other special handling needs. The only exception to this is if there are more than the FAA minimum crew, and those above minimum must leave to work an outbound flight. In the event that we are not in compliance with any FAR, every crew member involved should file an OSAP report detailing the circumstances that led to the violation. Find the link to online OSAP reports in the safety section of our website or on our useful websites page. The newest industry editorial by retired AFA member Jerry Butts was recorded yesterday. Listen to it through option 5 on the Dear AFA phone system. It might just make your day. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.